as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight's program is something of a diversion. It's a venture into the realm of melodramatic crime. But rest assured, it still contains a good, healthy sense of dread. The play by Steve Petch of Vancouver is called Beyond the Law.
Buenos días, Carlos. ¿Cómo estás?
Buenos días, Carlos. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien.
What the hell is that?
What is?
Estoy bien, gracias.
What is that?
But just my lessons. I told you I bought the record.
Mucho gusto en conocerle, señora Martínez.
Mucho gusto en conocerle, señor Martínez.
Encantado de conocerle.
Encantado.
Why do you want to speak like a foreigner anyway? English ain't good enough?
Would you like to have dinner with me? ¿Te gustaría cenar conmigo?
¿Te gustaría? Sure, I'll have dinner.
Don't get your hopes up.
Dance with me. Bailar conmigo.
Bailar. Bailar contigo. You bet. Da 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 dee, da 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 da. Da. Oh dear. Will you get that, honey? Honey.
What?
Will you answer the phone? I'm doing my lessons.
Oh, for God's sake.
Thank you, honey. Gracias, querida.
Querida, my. Hello?
Mr. Smith?
This is him. Who are you, sweetie?
My name is Susan Gilmore, Mr. Smith. I'm a reporter for...
Oh, Christ. How did you get this number?
I don't see that that's really...
I got nothing to say to you. You just want to write some stupid article and make me out to be a villain.
No.
Well, go ahead. It's my property and I'll do what I like.
It's not to do with your business, Mr. Smith.
Then what is it?
It's about your partner, Mr. Bryant.
Call him, then.
I'd like to, but I can't. He's dead.
What?
Someone planted a bomb in his house.
How do you know this?
I've just been there with the police. Mr. Smith, do you have any enemies?
John? He was a friendly guy.
But there have been death threats, haven't there, in connection with...
Now, just listen, Miss... What's your name?
Gilmore.
I know what you're doing. Trying to set me up for some twisted story.
No, I'm not. Really.
Well, I'm not buying.
No, that's not...
Well, where are you going? George?
Out.
Has something happened? Tell me, George. George?
That's him. What we could find. They've got a light load, I'm afraid.
God.
Yeah. Rough stuff. Amateurs, you know.
What?
Too enthusiastic. A probe would use 5, maybe 10 pounds of dynamite, just enough to do the job.
They wired it into the garage door, most likely. He opens it. Bang.
Who did this? Who did this? I want him caught and hanged.
Well, we'll do our best.
Maybe you can help us. You knew the man pretty well, didn't you?
We were partners.
Right. Besides yourself, anyone who would gain from his death...
Besides me?
The business is yours now, isn't it?
It's mine and two other guys.
What about his marriage? Any trouble there?
I don't know. They seemed okay to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you use dynamite in your work, Mr. Smith?
Dynamite? I'm in real estate.
But in the construction and demolition, you'd have some of the Eaton Street site, wouldn't you?
You got me.
It's a controlled substance, you know. Not too easy to acquire without a legitimate reason.
What are you saying? That I'm responsible for this?
No, I'm...
No, but that's what you're thinking. Forget it. I didn't kill him, and I don't know who did. Gangsters? Terrorists? Find out. That's your job.
Yeah, that it is. They sure wanted your friend dead. Whoever they were. You back again.
That's right. May I look inside now?
Yeah, I guess so. Careful now. I don't want you breaking a leg or something.
I'm a big girl, Inspector. Are you Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
I spoke to you on the phone earlier. I'm sorry about this.
Great. So am I.
Well, come on, lady. I'll give you the tour.
Great.
We don't need you any longer, Mr. Smith, if you'd like to go.
Yeah.
I'll be in touch.
Terrific.
Good morning, Mr. Smith's office. I'm sorry, he's not in right now. Could I? Oh, just a minute. There's a call for you, Mr. Johnson.
All right, I'll take it inside. Hi, Phil.
George, did you hear what happened?
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, so terrible. I can't believe it. What are we going to do?
Do? Get back to work. It's what he would have done.
Yeah, but this is different. I mean, a death, murder. I didn't bargain on this.
I know. Neither did I. But John had some pretty rough friends. Gamblers. I mean, who knows?
I don't know, George. I don't know at all. Things aren't going easy down here. Yesterday we tried to do more evictions. They attacked the sheriff with cops. We had to run.
Who did this? The tenants?
Yeah.
Where were the police?
On a coffee break. By the time they got back, it was all over.
Well, for God's sake, hire more guards. This isn't some game. If they want to play rough, we'll give it right back.
Yeah, I know, George. But if this means danger, I mean, if this means our lives...
Phil, give me a break.
Well, what do you make of it? I mean, John's murdered, now Ted's disappeared.
He hasn't disappeared.
Well, nobody's seen him. I mean, do you know where he is?
He's at his cabin up north. He goes there every few weeks, gets away from the wife, you know?
Oh, well, is he alone? Maybe we better send someone to tell him.
He's not alone, Phil, and he wouldn't like someone barging in on him. I mean, do you get the picture?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. Now, look, Phil, I want you to...
Mr. Smith, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your wife is here. She'd like to see you.
Ah, nuts. Now, listen, Phil. I want those people evicted now, today. We've been their patsies long enough. Get them out and start the demolition.
Sure, George, but...
But what?
Well, I've been talking to this reporter.
Reporter? A woman?
Yeah, and she...
You get to work.
Reporter, huh?
Dear, may I come in?
So it's her. She's behind all this.
Downtown, so
organizing the damn tenants fighting us.
I thought I'd see how you were.
Story for her. Goddamn paper.
What, dear?
Now some marker's got the idea again. Where's that number?
I've been with Mary, you know. It's so sad.
Yeah?
We can't even have a funeral.
Ah.
There's nothing to bury. Are you listening to me, dear? You don't seem very interested.
Sure, sure, I'm listening.
Gilmore speaking, can I help you?
Yeah, this is George Smith speaking.
Mr. Smith, hello.
I want to talk to you.
Sure, talk away.
In person.
Oh, all right. This afternoon?
Yeah, 5:00?
Shall I come to your office?
No, I'll meet you in the bar at the Four Seasons. You know where that is?
I can find it.
Good.
Mr. Smith.
Who is that, dear?
What are you doing here anyway?
I'm worried, George, about us. You're so wrapped up in your business, I don't see you. We never have any contact. Do you think that's pleasant for me as your wife?
Oh, Christ.
Well, what should I do? Live my life all alone? Leave you?
This is important. It's a lot of money. I can't just leave it whenever I want a holiday, you know.
Would you like to take time off, dear, and spend it with me?
Sure.
Well, why don't you? We could take a trip to Mexico or South America. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe a cruise?
I told you, I can't.
If you don't want me anymore, I can understand.
Oh, no, Betty.
That was a woman on the phone, wasn't it? Now you're going to see her, isn't that true?
For God's sake, leave me alone.
All right, George. I will.
No, you're not late. I just like it here. The martinis especially. You want one?
No, I have to go back to work.
That's too bad. Hey, you're wearing a dress.
Yes.
I didn't think young women did that anymore.
Well, off-duty, you know.
Yeah? What does that mean?
You wanted to see me.
Yeah, I did.
What about?
Look, you're a reporter. You want a story? I can accept that. And if making me out to be a villain sells papers, why not? But you've been talking to people and giving them ideas, and I don't think it's doing anyone any good.
Wait a minute.
My partner, for instance. Now, I know Phil's an excitable guy. You tell him something simple, and he imagines all kinds of things. But right now, he's thinking our tenants are responsible for John Bryant's murder.
I think it's possible, too.
Well, then you're just as foolish as he is.
Perhaps.
Oh, come on. I know we all get real serious, but it's not that big an issue. 20 or 30 old houses? They'll fall down by themselves in another 5 years.
Some of your tenants have lived there most of their life. They feel very attached to their homes.
Is it such a hardship to move? A new neighborhood? A new life?
Do you know what the apartment vacancy rate is in this city?
Sure, but what can I do about it?
Let your tenants stay.
The place is a dump. The houses aren't fit to be lived in.
Make repairs.
Oh, it's gone beyond that. It really has.
You mean you stand to make more money by rebuilding?
Oh, give me a break, girl. Is it immoral for me to make a good living? Well, I may not be a saint, but at least I don't throw rocks at the sheriff or slash car tires, which is what your friends have been doing. And I think you encouraged them.
Mr. Smith.
They think if they get their picture in the goddamn paper enough times, some god is going to come out of the heavens and let them stay. Well, it's not going to happen.
You bribed the public works department to okay your plan.
Hey, you can't say that.
I can't prove it.
It's not true.
You did the same thing with the municipal board to advance the date of your hearing.
I asked them to change the day. What difference does it make?
And when your thugs began to demolish the building before the legal eviction date...
We apologized for that and made good the damage. It was a stupid thing to do, I admit it. Brian had some ideas and he gets carried away.
And the property itself. It isn't in your name or your company. It took 6 months to find out who the real owners are. Your wife and the wife...
So what's wrong with that? You know what death taxes are like?
Sure.
Well, I don't like the tone of your voice, Miss Girl Reporter. I'm an honest, hard-working guy, and if I did anything illegal, they'd put me in jail.
If you were caught.
Yeah, so?
Your partner's murderer hasn't been caught either.
What the hell do you mean by that?
Just stating a fact. You've caused a great deal of bad feeling in this city. People have been beaten up, arrested, thrown in jail. I wouldn't be surprised if someone tried to stop you.
By killing Brian? Don't give me that. They haven't got the guts.
Don't bet on it.
Now, I want you to tell them...
I'm not your messenger, Mr. Smith.
No, I know that. Sorry, but I want you
to... I have to go.
Hey, don't take it personally. I like you. What are you doing now, anyway?
Back to work.
Stay a while. Have a drink.
Goodbye, Mr. Smith.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Oh, hell.
George. Oh, thank God.
What the hell are you doing here?
I've been looking for you. It's Ted, George. They found him.
Found him?
Huh?
Was he lost?
Floating in the lake, George. Dead.
It's obvious.
It's not obvious.
The two killings are quite different. One man was blown up, the other knocked on the head and drowned.
Murderers have their preferences,
Mr. Smith. They don't try out different methods. Now, my guess is that...
Inspector.
What?
Need you in the lab.
No, not now, not now.
Jeez. What was I saying?
My guess is...
Oh, yeah.
My guess is there's two different killers.
Oh, sure.
And I'm not convinced this tenant business has anything to do with it. Both your partners are wealthy men. People don't murder for politics. They do it because they want something.
Listen, Inspector, you don't know the situation. These people are crazy. They've beaten up our guards, put rocks through my car windows. They'll kill. I know it.
Ah, protecting their homes, huh? Yeah. Huh. Maybe I would, too.
What?
It's a natural reaction.
I don't give a damn for natural reactions. I want you to arrest those people now. Get them off the street.
Can't do it. No evidence.
I'm talking about our lives.
Okay, okay, I'll be right there.
You know, Mr. Smith, you've been quite a problem to our department. All those extra patrols around your property, breaking up demonstrations. I got a constable in the hospital, another with a broken arm. I wouldn't be sad if you and your friends just went away.
Well, we're not going away anywhere. And it's your job to protect us.
I don't have the manpower, Mr. Smith. Sorry.
I don't know, George.
Will you stop saying, I don't know, George?
Jeez.
Look, we can find out who the ringleaders are. We've got their names in those damn manifestos, so we fight back. I'm not saying kill them all, but we break some heads, start a few fires.
Yeah, but the police...
Look, Phil, it's all right to be meek and mild at the breakfast table. That's your choice. But this is the real world. You have to do what's necessary.
I hate this. I hate it. I haven't been able to sleep since it all started. The doctor's given me pills for my stomach and my nerves are... Well, Harriet says I should give it all up. Maybe we could retire to the South Seas. I don't know. Maybe I should do it.
What are you, Phil? Not a man? When the going gets tough, you dirty your pants?
Yeah, I'm a coward. I admit it. You like fighting. I don't. Each to his own.
But life is all a fight. You can't escape it by moving to the South Sea.
At least I won't be murdered.
Well, don't bet on it.
What's your life like at home, George? I mean, do you get on with Betty? Talk and everything?
Sure, we talk.
What about?
What do you mean, what about?
Well, I don't know. I sometimes feel like I'm a Martian in my own home. I don't really know Harriet. I don't know what she thinks or wants. I don't even know what I want. It's like I missed a boat somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling. But it'll pass. Everyone feels that way sometimes. What you've got to remember is that you made a decision to do what you're doing, and you can't go back now. It wouldn't be fair to anyone.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, you just took one of those.
No, these are for headaches.
What are they, 222s or something?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't tried them before. Whoa. Sure don't go down easy. I don't know, George. I just sort of like to let it all go.
Phil? Hey, what's the matter?
Stomach. It's a cramp.
Are you okay? Hey, waiter!
It's poison.
Wolfie, get the waiter over here.
They killed me. It's poison.
Phil. Phil.
Oh, they killed me.
Keep breathing. Phil.
Please, you
keep
okay?
Breathing. Phil.
Oh, my God.
Phil. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Get in the car.
Mr. Smith.
Get in.
Hey, let go of me.
Get in. Now close the door. There's one thing about these big cars. Automatic arm.
What is this, a boat?
You'll see.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
You don't have much choice. Hey, cool it, girl.
Let me out.
I've got a gun in my pocket. I'll use it if I have to.
What?
You think I won't? You think I'm just some patsy you can push around?
Mr. Smith, I...
Yeah. Now, we're going to take a little drive. I bet you can guess where.
No, I can't.
Over to my property in the country. My building site.
Do what?
You're going to introduce me... Ah, Christ! To the people who killed my friend.
What are you talking about? I don't know who the killers are.
Sure you do. They're the same ones you've been writing stories about. You know them well.
They're not the killers.
Last night you thought they were. What's changed since then?
I didn't say that.
No? Well, we'll see. Get moving, goddammit!
What are you going to do, shoot them?
Not necessarily. I want to have a talk. If they're innocent, like you say, fine. If not... Hey, what's the matter? You're looking scared.
I am scared.
Well, you don't need to be. I'm the one who's in danger. Relax.
Right. What's he doing?
You're speeding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Nervous, you know. We're getting close.
There's a tenants' meeting on now. Everyone will be at that.
I can wait. The night is long, as they say. Hey, no barricades today. What a treat. Where is this meeting?
I don't know. In one of the houses.
Which one? Which one?
Number 36.
Okay. 36. Yeah. There they are. Okay. Well, what's the matter?
I'm frightened.
Hell, you think I'm not? It's my ass that's on the line. You ever been threatened with death, sweetie?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Some quack letter or phone call that never came to anything, right? Well, this is the real thing. Actually, I kind of enjoy it. The tension keeps you awake. Hey, someone's coming out. They all are. Is the meeting over?
Maybe.
All right. You tell me who they are.
I don't know most of them.
But the leaders, you know them. Pick them out for me.
Why?
Just do it. That guy on the steps. I've seen him before.
He's the chairman of the tenants group.
Right. And the girl with him?
She's on the board.
Good.
What are you doing?
Just act natural. Don't worry. Come on, kids. Out onto the street.
What? No! Stop! Stop! Oh! Oh, no! No!
Are you sure?
You pig!
Watch your tongue, girlie. Okay, let's get out of here.
Let me out! Let me out of here!
Sure, you can go. After all, you're my accomplice. You won't go to the police. I've got a good lawyer, but I bet you don't.
Let me go!
Bye, sweetie. Take care. Never mind.
It's late, you know. I tried to call your office, but... Are you all right, George?
I'm okay.
Good. Oh, you must have had a bad day. Let me take your coat.
What are these bags? You going somewhere?
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought I might visit Mother next week, if you don't mind.
Oh?
Would you like a drink, dear?
Yeah. Scotch. A lot. Yeah. Is he in? What? Oh, seeing a client, eh? Well, look, this is George Smith calling. I got a big job for him. Lots of work, lots of money. It involves a death. Tell him to come by my house tonight. I don't care what time it is. Thanks.
You are, dear?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's scotch.
Good. Well, maybe I should heat up some dinner. It's late, but you must...
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh. All right. How do you feel, dear?
Fine.
Why don't you let me take the coat for you and I'll bring your slippers. There. So hefty. What do you have in the... Oh.
It's all right. Leave it there.
But it's a gun.
Yeah.
When did you get this?
I've had it for years.
I've never seen it.
It was hidden in case I needed it. Don't touch it.
I won't.
Life is rough, you know. Have to do things. Hey, something's wrong with my hands.
What?
They're numb. And my legs. I can't move my legs.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good. Don't worry, dear. It's just a drug.
What?
An anesthetic. Is that what you call it? It makes your muscles go to sleep. They use it in hospitals to keep patients from moving.
Did you give this to me?
It was in your drink.
Why?
Well, I'm going to kill you.
What?
Yes. You're the last. Mary killed John, then Janet killed her husband. Harriet poisoned Phil, of course. Now it's my turn.
You?
Oh, don't try to move, dear. You'll just fall and I won't be able to pick you up again.
I can't breathe.
Yes, you can. Just relax.
Why?
Why? For the money, of course. You've made us very wealthy women, George. We wanted a chance to enjoy it. Our marriage hasn't been very pleasant, you know. It's funny how the idea came up. We were playing bridge. At first it seemed silly, but why not? So we did it. I know you'd be proud, dear, if it was someone else.
They'll catch you. The police.
They haven't yet. And by tomorrow, we'll be in Argentina. You're almost asleep, aren't you, dear? It's time, then. I was going to smother you, but with the gun, suicide. It would be more convincing. Can you hear me, dear? Your eyes are closed. Goodbye, George. Hasta la vista.
You have just heard Beyond the Law by Steve Petch. Featured in tonight's cast were Betty Phillips as Betty, Patsy Ludwig as Susan Gilmore, and Wendy Van Reesen as Ruth. You heard Joe Golland as the inspector, with Hagen Beggs as Smith, and Norman Browning as Johnson. The voice of the Spanish instructor was Christian Bernard. Original music for tonight's play was composed by William Skolnick and performed by William Skolnick and Tom Keenlyside. The music recording was done by Don Hardesty. The program recording engineer was Chris Cutress, with sound effects by Jay Hyrene. The production assistant was Dagmar Kapsenki. Beyond the Law was produced and directed at CBC Vancouver by John Giuliani. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week's Nightfall will take us back in time, only to prove yet again that superstition is always contemporary.
Your father brings a young wife home with him tomorrow, so there's an end to that.
Hang him.
Don't you speak against him. We can't do nothing.
Oh, no.
You go to market tomorrow. You'll be sure to see them coming in.
Yes.
Give her a look for me. See if her skin be smooth. See if her hands have done any work, as mine have.
Why don't you go and see for yourself?
I wouldn't look up at her if she passed us by this mist.
You've got something in your mind.
I've got nothing in my mind. It's done with. But I want to know what kind of woman she is.
I can catch them on the road, Mother.
Look at her hands.
Yes, Mother. That's her hands.
Turn of the Blood. Based on a classic story by Thomas Hardy and dramatized for Nightfall by Toronto playwright Paul Bettis. Radio that lets you go, but only for now. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.